it's time for us to bring in Mike Causey. Morning there, Mike. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, that's good. We've just got some light snow here. We're preparing for a foot to a foot and a half of snow.
Better you than me.
That's right. And we still haven't recovered from last week's storm yet.
I know. Let me ask you a question. It's not sports related, but how is the media not destroying the governors of New York and New Jersey and for these people not having power now for the sixth day in a row?
And that involves Connecticut, too. Well, instead of destroying the governors, they should destroy the legislatures, because the legislature, there's got to be some sort of control over these companies, because, you know, you still have so many people without power, and now maybe another foot and a half of snow.
Exactly. I mean, Armageddon's coming again today, and these people haven't had heat or electricity for 6 days, and it's probably going to be another at least 4 days after this storm comes through. How is this possible?
Well, most people, it's funny, when crews come into work in this area from other parts of the country, well, the first thing they talk about is how antiquated the electricity distribution system is.
Well, that's what I mean. Why do these governors need to step on the electric companies and upgrade this stuff? Because I know my rates keep going up, and I'm assuming all these people in the dark rates are going up, and we're not getting any better service for it.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. But it's going to be an interesting time for those. They've already set up sites in Amenia, New York, for people that haven't gotten power back yet, where they can go and they can stay and stuff like that. But we'll have to see when the snow starts falling.
I mean, this is America and the metropolitan area. It's not Bangladesh.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All right. Well, let's get to some sports. Where do you want to start?
Where could we go this morning?
Why don't we start off with the possibility of Judge start up as the opening hitter for the Yankees.
The leadoff hitter?
Leadoff hitter.
Okay. There must be some good crack in Tampa.
I know what they're thinking about. I know what they're trying to think
you
of.
You do? Because I've just heard this from you, and I've been involved with baseball now, knowledgeable, for at least 47 years. It makes no sense to me why that guy's hitting leadoff.
Yeah, well, it doesn't either. I mean, some people will tell you, well, you know, that way you can't pitch around everybody, but you don't
Who
worry
cares?
About that. Who cares? That's exactly right. If you've got a guy that can knock in over 100 RBIs, you put him somewhere in the third, fourth, or fifth position.
Let me ask you something. When you got Gregorius and you got Stanton surrounding Judge, why are you pitching around Judge?
Because
Judge is probably the least dangerous of those three hitters. So Judge will get pitched to. Judge will get more fastballs, and Judge will get exposed this year. Maybe that's why the Yankees are making him hit leadoff, because they've made King Kong out of nothing. And this year, you're going to see what really Judge is all about. And there's nobody in that lineup, because of the lineup that they have and they boast about, that anybody would be pitched around. It makes no sense to me. So if this is Aaron Boone's first decision, he gets an F on his first test.
Well, we'll see. I think they're just thinking about it, but I think they're floating it to see how bad the public will come out against it.
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Your lineup is, you got what's his name? The bald-headed outfielder. He's your leadoff guy, no matter
Gardner,
what.
Gardner.
And then you could mix and match for number two. And then, in my opinion, Judge is three, Stanton's four, and Gregorius is five. And then you go from there. And Gregorius can be your number two hitter. D. Mm-hmm. Gregorius, whatever his name is. And that's a good lineup. That's a good start. And even with the addition of Stanton, the shortstop is still the best hitter on the team.
All right. Well, that's what I left you for. So what do you got here for sports?
Nothing. We got basketball tournaments starting up. People are looking to get some free rides into the NCAA. Like last night, LIU beat Wagner to win whatever conference that is to get into the NCAA. So they'll be eliminated first game somewhere. And, you know, it's good for these teams to make it because they win their divisions, but seriously, they really don't have much of a shot.
But it is time, really. This is a wide open year for college basketball.
For some teams.
Yeah.
Not for the LIUs of the world.
No.
They're not going to make it.
No.
Big upset yesterday.
Why?
UConn only won by 16.
Oh, my gosh.
That's worse than the Storm. They only won by 16 points yesterday.
That's like
a loss for them.
I was going to say. 16, come on.
Yeah, 16. The Devils beat Montreal yesterday like they needed to, I said, and that keeps them on track to make the playoffs. They play at home against Winnipeg tomorrow night, and another game that they need to win. And what I've been doing lately is I've been following some local high school basketball. A good friend of mine, a longtime friend of mine's son, is a junior on this team, and he's a top player being recruited by many colleges for not only basketball but as well as football as a tight end. And the local Rumson Fairhaven basketball team is 25-2. They won their group sectional state on Tuesday, and they continue now to play tomorrow. They were supposed to play tonight, and they're getting snowed out, but they're on their quest to win an overall state championship. Very, very talented team. They have one player going to Vanderbilt for a football scholarship, and they just continue to retool every year. So a small school that doesn't recruit, can't recruit, is playing some pretty decent basketball around here.
All right, we've got to get on to Pat with the weather and see what's going on. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
All right, Mike, take care. Mike Kosky with a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.